Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, Kingdom citizens. It's another day that the Lord has made, and you know we're going to rejoice and be glad in it. I want to welcome you to Let's Talk Kingdom with Katrina. Thank you so much for tuning in with us this evening. I tell you what, I've got a phenomenal guest that will be coming on in a few minutes and sharing some of the great things that she's doing. I want to read a little bit about her first before I bring her on. Her name is Lisa Pharaoh Meadows, and she is the mother of two young ladies. Lisa's mission is to coach and mentor 1,000 women to own their own health and wellness business. And she's doing that through multi-level marketing. She wants to travel the world to transform their mind, body, soul, spirit, and their business. She's a businesswoman. She is a certified holistic personal trainer and a lifestyle coach, a business coach, and a mentor. And she is a network marketer for Total Life Changes. Lisa says her goal is to never be broke another day in my life and to leave a legacy for her children's children. Now, that's phenomenal because I know that's what I want to do. That's the mandate that God has given me, so I can feel exactly what Lisa's talking about. So without further ado, I want to bring Lisa Meadows on, and I want her to tell you some of the great things that she's doing and to kind of give you some information and just even share some testimonies and some things that God is doing in her life and in her business. So without further ado, Lisa, are you on the line?
Yes, I am, Katrina. How are you tonight?
I'm doing fantastic. How are you, lady?
Awesome and amazing.
But that is, we are so glad that you are on the show with us tonight. And I just read a little bit of, you know, your little short bio about you. But, you know, I always like our guests to come on and tell our listeners exactly, you know, how they got started, what they're doing, what they do believe that they're, how they're making a positive impact in the world. And it's obvious that you are doing just that because God has got you doing so many things. Now, you're in Florida, correct?
Yes, I'm living here in Tampa, Florida.
Down there in the Sunshine State, honey.
And it's very, well, today it was rainy, but of course in Florida, you could be on one side of the street and it rains, and the other side could be sunshiny.
That's correct, because I've been down there a couple of times. When I actually went on a cruise several years ago, and honey, we got back and we said we were going to just go and go to, you know, SeaWorld and do some stuff. And every time we come out of one thing, it start raining, and about 2 minutes later, we come out and the sun was out. We were like, you know what? It is what it is. We still have a good time.
Amen.
Well, I just want to tell everybody. I want you to tell everybody kind of what you're doing, and now, because you and I, we met several years ago when you were living here in Charlotte at one of the Pretty Girls luncheons, correct?
Correct. That's correct.
Yes, well, I just loved your spirit, and, I mean, you just have just this overall positive attitude. And so just kind of tell, give the little listening audience a little bit of your background, and then just kind of move forward as to what you're doing right now.
Well, I'll take you back all the way back to 18 years old, graduating from high school, and being the first person in my family to go to college. So everyone in the family was like, yes, she's going to college. She's going to make a lot of money, and she's going to do this and that. So, you know, I don't know anything about anyone else on who's listening tonight, but you want to do what's best for, you know, the things you hear your family kind of living through you, so you do it. And you think to yourself, has someone introduced me to a network marketing, MLM, multi-level marketing business when I was 18 years old, would I have gone off to college and did what I did? Well, mm-hmm. I went off to college. I graduated. But, you know, I always had something that I wanted to have a purpose. You know, going to college and, you know, graduating, it's great. It's awesome. You know, being the first person in your family to do it, even better. I took on, you know, different positions and careers, working in the jails to working with drug and alcohol rehabilitation to teens to, you know, child care resources, owning my own child care, then getting certified as a aerobics instructor. These are those things. I just went through it, all of it. But in the back of my mind, I kept saying, it's something that God would want me to do. What kind of purpose am I serving on this earth? Well, I was introduced to network marketing through another particular network marketing place, and it's very, very popular. You see it a lot on television. I won't disclose the name just so I can protect the innocent. But I actually went on board with that particular company, and I'm going to be honest with you guys. I enjoyed it. I loved it. The thing that was happening is the money that I was trying to obtain to have some extra side hustle money wasn't there, but the community mm-hmm. was wonderful. I started learning about personal development, about learning more about myself, who I was as a woman, as a human, and really how this is a bigger earth than what I thought. So with this particular network marketing business, it was wonderful. I said the community was built, but then that was just my stepping stone, and I think God was showing me this is a part of it, but I want you to do more. So I will share with anyone, yes, you may find a particular business that you radiate, it just makes you feel good, but then it may be something deeper that you need to seek. So until you find the right business, I'm not saying you should jump. What I'm sharing with you is as you develop better as a person, you'll discover what is best, a better fit for you. So now here I am 6 years later, and I'm still in this type of network marketing business. I left my full-time career 2 years ago, to be exact, in June of 2 years ago. I just got at a point where I got burnt out of working in human services, working directly with young people and youth. I still do that to this day. I still am around youth, but I knew it was something different. So I left, and I came near the beaches of the world, which was Tampa, Florida. And then I came back to Charlotte, North Carolina, and I went back to Florida. So it was something in my spirit that wanted to be near the sand and the beaches. And, you know, the network marketing arena, multi-level marketing arena, opened up my eyes. I went to conferences. I was around people who made six and seven figures, who made $25,000 a week, $250,000 a month. And I'm like, my mouth is dropping on the floor because some of them didn't even have a high school diploma. Some of them didn't even have a college degree. Some of them with GED, had ADHD in school. They were getting in trouble. They'd been in prison. It was funny. I was just meeting all these people and from all walks of life. And I'm like, I would never have done this had I just been in my regular job, working my 7 to 3 and going home to my family. I was once married. I had the American dream. Things did not work out. However, I became a person just wanting to seek what I need to do for me. And that is how I got to where I am today, as a network marketer, as a business coach, a lover of people. I think the one thing about network marketing, and I hate to keep saying the word over, but I want people to know this is no taboo, but it is an excellent business plan, that you get to meet people of all walks of life, but then you get to pour into them, they pour into you, and you see some life-changing things to happen. And the thing about it is just that it just teaches you that you are no better than anyone else on this earth. And that you can give, and that person who may be going through something can give back to you. And that's what I've learned through network. It's all about relationships, and that's what I love about it. The relationship business.
Wow. If you
can't build great relationships, you're going to be in trouble.
Well, and that's so true. And the thing is, and to be honest with you, and I want to ask you this, because a lot of times people, they think that, well, you know, I'm too quiet, you know, to pursue something, or, you know, that they think they don't have the personality for. But and I know for myself, if there's something that you really have a heart's desire for, you'll open your mouth and you'll tell people about it. I don't care
exactly.
If you just, invented, you know, how to clip a, you know, something off of a toenail. You know what I'm saying? But if you have a desire and you know, God has given you something that he really believes that will, you know, help people and, you know, be positive, you open up your mouth I mean, and it doesn't matter. You can see, you can think you're shy, but whatever it is, you know, you push forward in that. And I like the way when you were saying that your mission was to coach and mentor, you know, women, not only for health and wellness, because we already know, even, you know, for ourselves in the Black community, you know, we have a lot of, you know, diabetes, you know, we have a lot of health issues. And so, you know, talk about the mindset change that it takes to be able to really help people understand that you have, the temple is very important and it has to be healthy in order to, for you to fulfill, you know, your purpose in life.
But one of the things that, and what is funny that you say that about diabetes, and, you know, you didn't even mention heart disease, because you know that in hypertension among our community, especially our community, I had my grandmother, who was my caretaker, my grandfather as well. Well, my grandmother passed away at about 59 years old, a massive heart attack while I was my sophomore year in college. That was like a turning point, not really a turning point, I've always been athletic, but it was almost like it resonated to me that she could have lived longer had she not been smoking, had she not had so much stress, you know, things of that nature. And that really took me to the next level in saying, you know, I do now have a purpose. I got to finish college and I got to help people. But also I did see my grandfather, who was my caretaker, turn around and go into a major depression, never got out of the depression. Medication, I was younger then, so I didn't really understand. That was given to him, he really was throwing it out, he wouldn't take it. So he went into this really bad place in his life. So it's my grandmother passed from that massive heart attack. She died in his arms, and so he remembered all those things, and they had been together since they were teenagers. So I don't know what people feel, but that was like a turning point for me. And for him, they didn't have a high school. My grandfather was illiterate. So for me, it was a mission to be the first millionaire in my family, first of all, because I remember him coming home, working really hard, but never wanting for anything. I never knew what electricity was to get cut off. I knew people who did. I never got that because my grandparents would never, ever stop working. They always had a side hustle. They taught me a business plan of having cash all the time and never really, you know, taking out loans and things of that nature, small stuff. But fast forward, the mission as I got, you know, as a woman having a child and then seeing my body change and then, you know, getting past that 30-year-old age and you start to say, where does extra piece come from and where does this come? I've always been athletic. So for me, the mission was to make myself healthier. My mind had to change. I started reading books more. I'm a reader by nature. They used to call me the bookworm. My family did, because I could escape in a book, you know. I could be somewhere and be in another world. So I knew reading was fundamental, and everyone knows that readers are leaders. And I always knew that somehow God gave me some type of, a skill set to help coach and mentor people, because I always was in that realm of it. But my mind changed when I started doing more personal development. The Bible is the first thing I went to, of course. That's what I always grown up with. In the Proverbs, the book of Proverbs, the book of Ecclesiastics, you know, in Isaiah, and then you go into these great women in the Bible, and you're learning more about these powerful people, you know, thinking about Esther. And if you ever read the book of Esther, if you're a woman, you will want to go out and daggone patrol some armies, because, you know, her beauty, her poise, and her love for mankind is what gave her the audacity to do what she did, risking her life for her people. And willing to do it. But this man loved her so much because she was such a great woman of God that he bowed down to her and gave her the kingdom, whatever she wanted. So I look at all those. Those were my first personal development steps. And then I went on to start reading Zig Ziglar and Jim Rohn and Houghton Bunz and Lisa Grossman, Earl Nightingale, and God, it's so many. Yarnell. It's so many personal development books out there. But if you go back, you know they come from the Bible, because it's Proverbs, it's words, it's wisdom. And I started going back. Every time they would say something, I'd go back, wait a minute, that's in the scripture. So with network marketing, bringing that back to the mindset change, we always say that Jesus was the best network marketer ever, because he had 12 people, who some were unschooled, some were physicians, some were crazy, some were cheaters, and he put them all together, and he made them into what he saw in them, what they didn't even see. And later on, they betrayed him, and he still, you know, went out and said, still go make some more of these people. And I say that because if he could do it, I can do it. So my goal is not to have the best of the best in the sense of the most money you have, but taking an ordinary woman who works every day, who may have gone through a divorce like myself, and decide, I need something more, but I'm scared. And then they call me and they go, I see you posting on Facebook, or I saw you out at the supermarket, you gave me your card, can you help me? Sure I can. Well, you know, I'm not going to do it for you, but what I'll do is I'll support you, I'll encourage you, and I'm going to teach you how to fish. Because if I teach you how to fish, then you're going to learn how to do it over and over. You'll be able to feed people without me always constantly giving it to you and frying it up for you and all that good stuff. So that's my goal, is to really be duplicatable. I don't want to be the person who has to be the one that knows everything. I want people to come within and help coach and mentor them, just like Jesus did his disciples. That's where I'm at.
Wow, I love it. And that was one of the things that I've definitely heard. You have to equip people, you know, because the Bible says we perish because of a lack of knowledge. And
that's right.
Once you give the people, and that's, you know, it's very important, once you give people the tools, it's up to them to decide how they want to use those tools.
Yes.
And I think that's what I love about, you know, you and your spirit, is because that is what, and sometimes people think, oh, you know, you're, and I know you can attest to this, oh, you're always up, I don't never see you, no, you're never down, but we have those moments.
Yeah.
We have those midnight moments.
Yeah.
We do. And I wanted to kind of piggyback off of that for yourself. I mean, who do you have as your mentor that helps you through even, you know, your moments where, you know, you begin to question things? Because, you know, we all can't be up all the time. We have to have someone that we can lean on and depend on. And who would that person be or persons be for you?
For me, it's God first. I go to the scripture. I go on my knees. And sometimes I just cut on music, spiritual music, and just listen over and over. I remember one sermon, Joel Osteen, I like him too, but not to throw his name out, but he's just one of the many I like to listen to. But I remember listening to one sermon on I Am over and over again, because those two words are the only words you can speak over yourself. No one can say anything. If you say I Am, it's for you. It's not for you or anyone else. It's just for you. So I always tell people, for me, I go to God. I have great different relationships within my church that I'm a part of here in Tampa. I speak with, but I don't do a lot of, you know, I have a few good people that I can share with. And it just, since you say that, just the other day I'm out to lunch with a dear friend from my church. And if you know anything about me, I just got here in Tampa in August. So building friendships at 40-something is totally different building friendships when you were like a young kid. You know,
yes.
A lot of guards up. You got a lot of walls. Not me personally, because I am a very friendly person, but you immediately see that in a lot of other people because of hurt. So I'm out to lunch with this particular person, and I'm listening to her story, to my story. We're matching, you know, we're just blending together. We're laughing. We're joking. And before you know it, we just like, oh, my God, I did not know that about you. I didn't know that about you. And, you know, this woman was losing her home. I lost my home through divorce, but she had lost, she was going to foreclosure. But you would never know it. She was laughing and joking. She said, oh, well, if they got to take it, they got to take it. I'm just going to keep on going because God is, you know, going to be there for me, and I know he got something better. We're laughing and joking. She buys my lunch. She's like, lunch on me. They can't bring me down from my house. I'm not going to allow it, because she went through a divorce, and financially she just couldn't afford it anymore. So sometimes God will pull things from you to show you how you're going to grow and spread your wings. And it's funny, I said, you ever thought about going into business? So she said, yeah. She's a people person, so of course I'm sharing with her about my business. And we begin to explore some other things that she enjoys. But again, God first. I have my mother, who is still alive today, although we laugh because sometimes my mom calls me for advice. But I have my mom to laugh. I call my mom to let her know, hey, I'm okay. Or she always said, you're such a peculiar child. So she always knew I was kind of different. So when I call with these crazy ideas, like I want to go over here to do some mission work, she's like, yeah, I figured you want to do something. So, you know, I have my mother still in my life. I have my little sister. And just a great group of different people. Even on Facebook, guys, this is really weird. People say you can't build great friendships on Facebook. I do not go with that because I've met some really outstanding women on Facebook that I've friended, and we actually talk to each other sometimes on the phone, or we do a messenger together, or, you know, Skyping together, And it's wonderful because they live in different states, but we're dealing with some of the same things, and they become some great friends over the past 3 years. So that's why I say go to your God first, your Bible, get on those knees. And God always shows you through people or situations, even scriptures. He'll point them out when you open the book. You say, I don't know what I'm going to read today. There'll be a scripture that's kind of bounce out. You're like, that is what I've been working on. So, yeah, I would think first, number one, God.
Amen. Amen. I love it. I love it. Now, I know when you were here in Charlotte, now, because you have a background as a personal trainer, correct?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Oh my God! Talk about some of that period in your life, because a lot of times, you know, we as women, you know, there are certain exercises that you know that we think that we need for our body types, and sometimes we pick the wrong things. So, kind of educate our listening audience a little bit about, as a personal trainer, that perspective. What are some of the ways that you should pick the right, especially if you're trying to tone or lose or whatever, kind of talk about that and give them a little bit of information about that, because, you know, we are always bombarded with so much information.
Exactly.
And sometimes we pick up the wrong information.
Exactly. We pick up a lot of information, man. Even for the weight, I'm laughing because when I began in this arena where I became a professional fitness professional, because I did stuff on the side, I just didn't have a certification. But it's sort of like going to your doctor don't have his degree or anything. You'd be like, wait a minute, you don't perform surgery? So I say this to people, get certified, go to a certified person. You know, it's great of, you know, Ray Ray and them saying, let's go down and go down to the basketball court and do 500 sprints. You may have a situation where you don't need to do 500 sprints because you could actually have a heart attack. So, you know, be very careful of who you see and speak out. You know, I'm a part of AFA, which is a certification. You can Google that, AFAA. And that is where I get my certifications under, because of the fact they are worldwide, world renowned. And so for that, you want to definitely speak to someone or seek someone who has certified, who's taken classes, who is actively doing things in the community to help build their self and helping others. So you just don't want anybody training you or your group exercise instructor who doesn't have a clue that, you know, anything about the body or anything about a person. And again, it's called personal training. So it's personal. So, you know, your trainer has you out in the middle of the floor and you're jumping on one leg in front of 50 people, and you might be insecure about being a woman, and your breasts, you may be jumping up and down and people are looking at you, and that personal trainer has no idea that they just embarrassed you, because guess what? They're not thinking about you. They think about the money, the $50 an hour, the $100 an hour you're going to give them. So, again, this goes back. It's personal. If you interview your doctors or you're interview for a position, you always do your due diligence. You ask the right questions, because at the same time you're being interviewed, they're interviewing you, you make sure this is a good fit. You may be a female who wants another female to work with because she understands that monthly, you know, I'm on the, you know, it's that special time of the month. It's a lot of things that go along with it. So, again, you want to make sure the person that you're working with does have some type of wisdom and knowledge of what they're doing. Another thing that I find a lot of women say is, I don't have enough time to work out. Alisa, I would come to the gym or I would go walk. I don't have enough time. So here's the thing I say to every woman or anyone on this line, make the time. There is no extra time that's going to be given. It's like 4,896 minutes in a day. You pick how many minutes you want to spend taking care of that body. Because, see, I always say this, it starts with you, because, again, you know the famous thing, you're in the airplane, and what's the first thing they say? It's the oxygen to put across your face first and then the next person. So this is what I say to my moms out there or to my daughters who have mothers still living, people, you need to take care of yourself. The first priority is you. You don't have to be in a gym to take care of yourself. If you are able to walk, go walking. Get up extra early. If you do meditation and prayer, why not get a good meditation or a something like an MP3 or old school cassette, I don't care what you use, go out there and go walking and walk for 15 minutes or listen to 3 or 4 songs or maybe a whole sermon or something to get you moving. Okay, that's the first start. and drinking just water, just drinking water, purified water every day. That's the start. So, and then not being afraid of lifting weights. If you're able, and you're, you know, when I say able, I mean you don't have any physical inabilities that would cause you not to be able to do this. This is for mostly healthy, pretty healthy people. You may have diabetes. You may have high cholesterol. You may have heart conditions. And there are certain exercises you will not do because it elevates you too much. But I tell people walking is a necessity. So start there. Going and learning how to lift weights properly, definitely go inside of a gym, maybe hire a personal trainer or get a group training group in a gym. And they have several classes that you can take. Even YouTube has, God, there's so many things on YouTube now, guys. It'll be a shame if you didn't find a good workout. But you got to find that workout that resonates to your spirit. Other than, you know, and I was something to call it a soul workout. That's the workout you get when you're like, oh, my gosh, this is hard, but it felt so good. And for years, I did a lot of hardcore workouts where it required a lot of work, a lot of lifting of weights, a lot of jumping around. And as I got a little bit older, I discovered yoga. And I know a lot of people who are in the Christian faith or another religion, they think, oh, yoga, that's, you know, transcending, that's that speaking, that's chanting, that's of demonic forces. And no, yes, it came from ancient India. Yes, it can have some different things, you know, related to it. But for me as a Christian woman, I don't do any chants. My yoga studio doesn't have that. We practice the art, the form of learning how to be mind, body, spirit. We use different music. I do prayer in my quiet time when we have a quiet moment. But it actually helped me to be a better person in business as well as in my life, and that's because it slows you down. So I tell everybody out there, find a workout that resonates with you, that you feel like, I got this, I love it. Then after you get that, then find one more, and then switch them back and forth.
I love to walk. That's my ultimate. And
okay.
I lost 50 pounds, you know, last year. And
wow.
It's a struggle to kind of keep that off because, you know, you don't want to fall back into those same habits. So you have to, like you said, you constantly have to feed your mind and remind yourself, you know, you've made, you know, these great accomplishments. You got to keep, you know, keep it. And then do things that keep you motivated, you know. And I love when you said that because sometimes you get bored with different things. One thing that I just kept hearing as you were talking, have you ever thought about doing a video? Exercise video or wellness and fitness video or write a book? Is that something that's coming down the pipe for you in the future?
Yes, and you're funny because, you know, so many people have approached me to do that. And, the video, I actually was in a video with another particular person who was a celebrity from Charlotte who had her own fitness studio, and I was in my, you know, first official video with her years ago. And I won't name it because, you know, of course, I'd be endorsing that. But I'll just put it this way. She was well-known in Charlotte, and I was one of her fitness instructors for a couple of years. And she really gave me the heart and desire to do this as a purpose-driven lifestyle. And I really commend her for it. But, yes, I was in her video. It felt great. Now, for me, with all the new techie stuff that's out there, I'll probably lean on more of the you know, those things that you Periscope and you got your Skype and you got your Uber. So I want to do more live broadcasts where people can actually, you know, see me as a real person and not necessarily as a video. But that is something I'm considering just doing, like a quick video for people and maybe over YouTube because, you know, some of the things I want to do, I want to give back without charging any money. But, And writing, I love writing. I just haven't sat down to do anything. I guess I need to do that in my next journey. Yeah.
Wow. I mean, when you were talking, I was like, I saw books, I saw videos. I mean, just literally, I saw your name and I saw your face, and that's what I saw. So,
that's God.
That's God. And when the time for that to be released, that shall be released. But I saw that as you were talking because you have so much. You have so much knowledge. You have a wealth of knowledge, and that's what we need. That's what, you know, we have to have that. And I'm glad that you're not holding on to that, but you're sharing and about empowering, you know, not only, you know, women, but, you know, the community and just whoever you come in contact with, Lisa. I'm so honored to know you. We only have about 10 seconds, but I want you to tell our listening audience how they can reach out to you. I know you're down in Florida, but if they wanted to reach out to you and, you know, email you or call you or, you know, just get some information from you, how can our listening audience reach out to you?
Okay. If you're interested in the business that I didn't tell you a lot and I won't go into full disclosure, but if you're interested in business, hit me up at joinlisatoday@yahoo.com. joinlisatoday@yahoo.com. If you're learning more about health and wellness, all you have to do is hit me up on ask fit diva@yahoo.com. I am on Instagram. I am Lisa Meadows. Very simple. Remember the word I am, Lisa Meadows. My number, you can call me, is 980-272-7633. That's 980-272-7633, and I am developing a new website, so right now with my supplementations and things of that nature, you want to learn more about how I stay healthier through my supplementations and wellness products, that is detox, D-E-T-O-X, lady.com, detoxlady.com. And if you heard Ms. Katrina say, I am so fired up and ready to help anyone, and I don't have a problem giving you knowledge because I feel like that's what God gave me. Of course, I do, you know, have a moment to make money, and that is through my network marketing supplementation. So that's the part I do ask that you pay for that part. But other than that, I love helping people. So when you get me as your wellness consultant, you're going to get a great person who loves people, so you won't go wrong, I promise.
Amen. I love it. I absolutely love it. Well, Lisa,
thank you
so much for taking the time to join us today and to give, you know, our listening audience, you know, some of your knowledge and, you know, just a little bit of history about you and who you are. I just absolutely love it. When you come to Charlotte, you make sure you let me know that you are here because I would love to connect with you. I love your spirit. I absolutely love
thank
your spirit.
You.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Well, listening audience, we are a little bit over time, but I want to thank you again for tuning in tonight and listening to our wonderful guest, Ms. Lisa Farrow. Did I say your middle name? Did I say that Farrow right?
Farrow Meadows. Yeah, she got
Farrow
it.
Farrow Meadows. All right. And we didn't even get to talking about your daughters, but maybe we'll get you on another show and we'll talk about them as well. But thank you guys so much for tuning in tonight. Again, we'll have another special guest on next week, and we'll have it out on our Facebook page. So, you know, check us out. And if you know anybody that wants to hear this live recording, just remember that it is archived, so they can go back. I'll have the link on the Facebook page, on my personal page, and on the Let's Talk Kingdom page, and you can go back and listen and get all this wonderful information from Lisa. So we want to thank you. Lisa, one of the things that I do ask our guests to do is close our show out with a word of prayer, and I would be so honored if you would do that for us tonight.
Yes, not a problem. Okay. Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you, thank you, thank you so much for allowing us to be able to communicate through technology. God, I know you allowed Katrina and I to meet about a year and a half ago at the Pretty Girl Lounge, and it was not by chance or by choice that you allowed that, God. And that I call that divine intervention. So, God, thank you so much. And I pray to work through her radio talk show to bless other lives. I pray for those who are listening, if they're going through any health issues or just not sure if they want to start a business or they're not sure if, you know, they know how to, you know, do this thing the right way, that they have people who are here to support them, myself and Katrina, definitely. But not having any fear, that knowing that God is the center and he will always, always provide for us. God, and I thank you just so much for Miss Katrina. I pray that you just watch over her talk show, watch over her mind, body, and
thank
her spirit, Lord, and bless her for any businesses or anything she's trying to do out for the community. And I just pray for our community. God, I pray for all the victims that have occurred just recently. God, I pray for all the things that are going on just on a daily basis through social media, just real life. God, just watch over our hearts and our minds. And God, let more kingdom-minded people be united, and that we will take a stand for what is right and not compromise, but to just show the Jesus to others and just keep us protected, God. I pray that you watch over our administrators, our president of the United States, and all the areas of what's going on with him and everything that's happening and occurring. God, just watch over our nation and just take care of us. In your son's precious and holy name, I pray. Amen.
Amen, amen. Well, guys, as we always close out our show, let's talk. Good night, everybody. Good night, Lisa. Love you.
Good night. Love you too, Katrina. Thank you.
God bless.